AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Ron Reagan, the son of the late president and Nancy Reagan, is remembering how thoroughly devoted she was to him.
She loved her husband more than anything in the world. And I think that you can make the case that the Ronald Reagan that we all came to know as president and would not have existed without Nancy Reagan.
Mrs. Reagan died yesterday at her home in Los Angeles. She was 94. Her son spoke to the Today Show on this morning after the Democratic presidential candidates bowed their heads in Mrs. Reagan's honor at last night's debate.
We'd like to pause for a moment of silence in honor of Mrs. Reagan.
And then Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton got into it. Our Mark Smith was there and joins us live now from Flint, Michigan.
You know,
excuse me, I'm talking.
Let him sprung.
Rita, there were fireworks over Clinton's backing for free trade deals and Sanders' votes on guns and the auto bailout. But in the debate on CNN, they agreed the crisis over Flint's lead-tainted water is a national disgrace. And excuse me was about as testy as it got.
Compare the substance of this debate with what you saw on the Republican stage.
Meantime, Sanders won three caucus states over the weekend, but thanks to a wide margin for Clinton in Louisiana's primary, he only knocked three pledged delegates off her lead of over 600. Rita?
Given Flint, Michigan's lead-contaminated water crisis, we asked Americans across the country how confident they are in the safety of their own drinking water. Only about half are very confident that the water that's coming out of their tap is safe. Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning is calling it a career today. He'll announce his retirement at a news conference. This is AP Radio News. The movie Deadpool's been knocked off its perch at the box office. Here's our Jamie Fryer with the new top movie.
ZPD's first rabbit officer, Judy Hopps.
You ready to make the world a better place?
Disney Zootopia opens at number one this weekend. It takes in nearly $74 million, the best opening ever for a movie from Disney Animation.
Welcome to London, Mr. President.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Bugs the hell out of me.
London Has Fallen opens in second. It's a sequel to Olympus Has Fallen, a sort of Die Hard in the White House. Deadpool falls to third this weekend. I'm Jamie Fryer.
The average price of gasoline has jumped by 7 cents over the past 2 weeks to $1.84 a gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says despite the increase, the price is 70 cents a gallon cheaper than it was a year ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.